Oh wow, this is so upsetting. The Phantom Wallet incident is sending shockwaves through the crypto community. Someone lost a massive $264,000 in WBTC because of a phishing attack. Can you believe it?
It's heartbreaking. This isn't just a technical flaw. It's a glaring example of how UX design can become a security risk. The fact that a simple messaging feature turned into a scam tool is a wake-up call.
Right, and it's so insidious. The scammer didn't hack a smart contract or use a fake website. They weaponized the wallet's own chat system. It's like they tricked the user into trusting a fake address by making it look exactly like a real one.
Exactly. This is what we call address poisoning. The scammer sent a tiny, harmless transaction from a nearly identical address to the victim's history. The victim, thinking it's real, copied the address and sent their funds.
It's like a digital mimicry game. People rely on partial address verification, just checking the first and last few characters. But the scammer exploited that habit. It's so subtle, it feels like a glitch in the system.
And it's not just about the user's behavior. It's about how the wallet's design makes this possible. The chat and transaction history are too close, creating a perfect environment for this kind of attack.
This isn't just a one-off. It's a symptom of a bigger problem: wallets prioritizing convenience over security. The UX debate is boiling over now. Are developers protecting users from their own mistakes?
Absolutely. The questions are huge. Should transaction histories be more clearly annotated? Should wallets warn users when sending to a new address? How do you balance simplicity with safety without making the app feel clunky?
The $264,000 loss has pushed everyone to demand action. Users want clearer warnings, like mandatory alerts for new addresses or enhanced verification steps. It's about making sure the wallet doesn't become a tool for scammers.
And the integration of social features into crypto wallets is raising red flags. Chat, messaging, and even emojis, these conveniences could introduce new vulnerabilities. The industry needs to rethink how these tools are built.
That's so true. The incident is a stark reminder that vigilance is critical. As users, we can't rely on the wallet alone. We have to be extra cautious.
Here's what everyone should know. Always double-check the entire address, not just parts of it. Scammers know how to mimic real transactions. If you see a tiny, suspicious transaction in your history, treat it as a red flag.
And if you're sending a large amount, verify the address through a separate channel. A phone call or a trusted app can save you from sending funds to a scammer. It's about adding layers of protection.
Also, question every convenience feature. While in-app chat is great, it's a security risk if it's not designed with safeguards. Users need to understand what they're enabling.
Oh, and if you're ever unsure, reach out. Don't assume the wallet is foolproof. The crypto community is all about collaboration, so sharing experiences and learning from mistakes is key.
The industry has a responsibility to prioritize security. Wallets need to implement stricter verification steps, like requiring full address confirmation before sending. Education is just as important as design.
This incident is a call to action. Developers must take accountability and redesign features to prevent similar attacks. But users also have a role, staying informed and never trusting the wallet alone.
The lesson here is clear. Convenience shouldn't come at the cost of safety. The crypto space is evolving, and with it, the need for a smarter, more secure approach to wallet design.
And let's not forget, the real power lies in the community. By working together, developers building safer tools and users staying vigilant, we can create a safer, more trustworthy ecosystem.
Exactly. This scam is a sobering reminder that in crypto, vigilance, education, and design are the keys to protecting assets. Let's keep pushing for better security, one transaction at a time.